Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino, and this is the podcast we recorded on Sunday night after Big Brother 16 at the Hollywood Improv with Brendan and Rachel. We had a really great turnout, and I had such a fun time with everybody who came out to see us. Now, this podcast you're about to listen to is the full audio of the show, but if you want to watch the HD video of the show, you can watch it for up to 48 hours for $1 through Vimeo when you go to robhasawebsite.com/Brenchel. So if you want to check this out, I've made the first 5 minutes of the video available as a trailer on that page, and you can watch it anytime. That's robhasawebsite.com/Brenchel for the video of this show. All right, so here's my podcast from Sunday night at the Hollywood Improv. The first couple seconds of my intro got cut off, but I think at this point, you know how it goes. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live show. Oh, I hit myself in the face with the microphone. Start. Yeah, we can lower that music now too. Boy, very excited to be here with our guests here. First time we are doing a live interview here on Rob as a podcast here.
What do you guys think?
Please welcome.
Yay!
Yes, Brendan and Rachel.
Woo! Hashtag Brenchel.
What's up, bros?
Rachel has the bell for you guys. Yes. Yes.
For your pleasure.
For your pleasure. For those of you guys on the audio version of this, yes, Rachel
Sorry.
Has the bell.
That's why we got annoying
real
fast.
I feel like I should laugh for the audio version right now.
It still works. Yes.
Classic Rachel laugh.
All right. So very excited. We are here with Brendan and Rachel and a live audience here. Audience, let the people listening to the podcast know you're here. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it. We just finished watching the West Coast version of Big Brother here, and we watched it
in
the
bar. Which means we got it 3 hours later than the East Coast.
That's right.
Which means that spoilers were already on the internet.
Spoiler. Well, first they were on the live feeds.
That's a good point.
Then they were on the East Coast, and then they finally hit us on the West Coast.
But Hawaii has not seen this episode yet.
Hawaii has
Don't
not seen it.
Don't spoil it for Hawaii.
Don't spoil it for Hawaii, people. All right. Is anyone here from Hawaii? No?
Oh, no. We're good.
It's okay.
No. It's this beautiful place, though. So we are going to talk about everything that happened in the episode. Plus, we are going to be taking your questions here, both via Twitter. You can still use the hashtag RHAP. The great Jessica Frey is down here.
Jessica Frey.
She is writing your questions from Twitter. Also from the people who submitted them earlier. I have them here on index cards.
Woo.
Plus, we'll try to get you guys up here on the show to ask some of your questions here in person for Brendan and Rachel talking about the great season, Big Brother 16.
It's amazing, right, people?
Yes.
Are we living for this cast or what? I mean, seriously, compared to season 15, this cast is, like, ridiculous, right?
You just have to not be racist.
Yeah, that's true.
What? Everybody likes to kick the season 15 cast.
Okay, but let's be real. Ever since season 9, which
Wasn't
was the worst
season
ever,
cast?
Season 15 has exceeded season 9.
Yeah. Your sister...
My sister was on that season.
Your sister could probably... She has a famous sister as well, your
she
sister.
Does. I mean, no big deal. Big Brother celebrity right now.
Does Alyssa talk about you as much as Frankie talks about Ariana Grande?
You know, it's funny. I don't think Alyssa did talk about me as much, and I don't think she went into every diary room session saying, I'm a Rachel's sister.
Well,
I love Frankie. So.
One of the things that I noticed about Frankie is that he can't ever say, my sister or my sister Ariana. He has to, every time he mentions, my sister Ariana Grande. why does he need to include the last name? Did we forget who his sister is?
I think that he's worried that people forgot who his sister was, yeah. There, or maybe
How
they
could
forgot
we?
His last name was Grande. He just wants to throw it out there. Go Grande or go home, Rob.
I guess so. You're a big Frankie fan?
I'm a huge Frankie fan. Ever since we fell in love on the couch preseason when we were doing an interview together, which you can watch at bitesizetv.com. No big
Shameless
deal, just have
plug.
To plug it.
Shameless plug.
I loved him, yeah, and he's great. I think, you know, he's winning HOHs. He's not scared to play the game. And that's all we can ask for, right, Big Brother fans? Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about the episode tonight. And I felt like there was a couple of things that really stuck out to me. The first thing where I want to start off with is this Team America. How many of you guys like Team America?
Woo, Donnie!
So far?
Donnie!
Yeah, but
I don't know.
It's the Team America concept, right? I think that's what people are wondering about. Is it affecting the game? Is it negatively impacting the game?
No, because, it's making the game awesome.
Well, I mean,
people?
You want them to have fun with it, but you don't really want it to impact somebody's game.
Well, here's my problem. Okay, so this week the Team America task was, America got to vote.
Yeah.
A, should they try to target a floater?
Avi, hello, floaters grab a life vest, America.
Anytime she can, folks. Anytime
or
she
B,
can.
Should they target somebody who's a strong player? Oh. Well, America voted, and America said, okay, target a strong player.
Yeah, who in America voted that? Because I'm pretty sure everyone in America votes for floaters to go home.
Well, for whatever reason, right? America said...
Right, people? How many of you in this room would vote for a floater to go home?
Especially in this cast.
Okay, yeah. And how many of you would vote for a physical threat? Woo-hoo! We still have a few.
There are still people. So.
Yeah. So anyway, but whatever it was, America voted and said, okay, vote out a strong player. Okay, so these three guys, sure. Donnie and Derek and Frankie, they say, okay, America, we hear you loud and clear. You want a physical player to be targeted this week? We've got it. Amber. And they kept saying, well, we will nominate the strongest woman in the house.
Yeah.
Amber.
Anyone else confused?
Yeah, what? That just because you say Amber is a physical threat, when America voted and got out their phones and said, who do you want to get targeted? America was not like, oh, Amber, B.
Never.
B, physical threat Amber.
No.
She plays in the Battle of the Block every week.
It was a cheap solution to their Team America.
They just.
I mean, you wanted to see them pick. Come on, let's.
Caleb, let's all be real. Who wanted Caleb to go on the block?
Who wanted Caleb on the block?
Officially, America has spoken. Big brother, listen up.
Yeah, there's no way that they shouldn't have gotten the money this week.
Yeah,
they did not target a strong player. So that
I'm not going to lie. I wish they had this our seasons, just one of our seasons. I mean, to put up, your task is to nominate a strong player.
Then you would have been nominated every week.
Well,
or me.
I was nominated every week.
Yeah. So.
Twice in one season.
Okay.
Kaiser 2.0.
This isn't a roast.
Yeah. That was in January.
It's always a roast when you're with your wife.
Yeah. So I felt like that was kind of BS that those guys were really trying to say, like, oh, well, physical threat. Obviously, America, we worked for you, America. We put Amber on the block. And who in America was like, oh, thank you.
Wah.
Thank you, Team America, for. And even Donnie. Yeah. Donnie was like, I feel good about our task because Frankie is HOH. Well, yeah, of course. If you have one of the people in Team America's HOH, it makes it very easy to target somebody.
And very easy to get a nominee on the block.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys feel like, okay, this is the fourth week of Battle of the Block.
Love it.
I was very into it in the beginning of the season, but I'm asking the question, is Battle of the Block broken? Because I think it might be. Battle of the Block, is it broken?
Yes!
Yes, the people
have spoken.
Well, I think
Battle of the Block is something that works good in the beginning when there's not a whole lot of gameplay and there's still a lot of extra fat to be trimmed.
But don't you guys all want to see competitions?
It makes it fun. I would rather see a Battle of the Block competition than a food competition any night of the week. However, through 4 weeks of Battle of the Block, okay, the four people nominated for the Battle of the Block have been four men, one of them was Caleb, who volunteered to go up, and 12 women.
Yeah.
Four women this week.
It's the same people. They need to put me in the Big Brother 16 house. I will spice that house up with
the girls. Nobody would put you on Battle of the Block. Nobody would ever nominate you for Battle of the Block.
They would try to backdoor me.
They would backdoor you.
I would win HOH and be like, bam, backdoor that.
So is it worth it to have Battle of the Block where every week it's two floaters, that whoever is the real target, they say, oh, don't put them in Battle of the Block because then they'll have a chance to play for their safety. So you have, so far, the three people that went home, two of the people didn't even play in Battle of the Block. Two of them were, Paola wasn't even the target. It just ended up Devin tried to backdoor him. It should have been three backdoors in a row if the HOH had their way. So I don't know if this is doing what it's supposed to
be. But if they...
It's trying to stir up. They're trying to stir the pot a little bit. But I almost think in some ways it's not really doing what they think it was going to do. They thought, you know, I mean, it's going to create animosity because you're going to have to nominate now four people rather than two people. So there's going to be a lot more hurt feelings and angry people. But it really hasn't done that because they still have been doing the House movements, you know, which tend to really get everybody off guilt-free.
But if they were smart, then they would nominate their allies so that when their allies won Battle of the Block, they would be safe for the week. So really, you could look at Battle of the Block as a really amazing thing.
Well, anybody should want to go into Battle of the Block against the Victorias and Jocastas
absolutely.
Of the world.
Absolutely.
But it's I feel like it's gotten boring that every week, you know, Britney's going to be in the Battle of the Block. You know that Jocasta's going to be in the Battle of the Block. You know
Donnie.
That Victoria is going to... Donnie got a week off this week.
He got a reprieve.
He got a week off. They put... the Amber had to go in because Team America wanted Amber into the Battle of the Block this week. But it's the same... And you know next week... that it's gonna be those people because you know none of the people that are it's like all the floaters are not in the in the alliance.
Well, I mean, let's be real. Probably. We want to see the bomb squad blow up even more. I want to see those people that were original members.
True story.
That didn't keep their alliance. That were
the Zach Attack Five.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Zach, just tone it down in the DR. We hear you. You don't need to scream.
He's totally like Dan. Okay, so how much do you want to see them like all just go crazy and nominate Caleb and for him to just like go into that beast mode Caleb again or whatever.
Beast mode cowboy.
Beast mode,
beast
cowboy.
Mode cowboy.
Beast mode cowboy. Yes. I'd like to see it, but you know he's going to get backdoored. Like he'll never get nominated, and I don't think it's going to be this week either. So I don't know. What's your take on the... Now you guys have a famous showmance in the Big Brother house.
Famous showmance,
yes.
Right here. High five. No? No high five. Thank you.
Let's...
Hey, wait. I have a question,
yeah,
though.
She made me
why
high five,
are actually. None of these people targeting Hayden? Like, Hayden is still a strong guy, and he's sitting
chill.
Up there chilling
he's
out.
He's chill.
Because, like, all he has to do is be a surfer dude.
Yeah. That, I mean...
That doesn't work usually on Big Brother.
No, if you go,
look
if you
at
go
Brayden,
into the house...
Look at David.
Yeah, but... Well, David is a whole different story.
True story.
But I think if you go into the house and you're just a chill person for... I mean, you can get by on a month, month and a half, and nobody's going to come after you because he doesn't give anybody a reason to.
Yeah. True story.
That is true.
Like Reagan.
Well, no, I just think you easily can buy about 3 weeks in the Big Brother house in the very beginning by not... Well, actually, let's just say it. Just by not opening your mouth that much. It's not that hard. Just people overdo it in the beginning because they talk too much. They hear one thing from one person, and
or you
tell
start
somebody
a showman, and you go on the hammock every night and make out.
Whoa!
Yeah, long story short, if everyone wants to get you out of the house, I don't know why.
It wasn't every night.
It was every
most
night.
Nights. Yeah. So you're saying that the right idea isn't to go into the house and everybody you meet say to them, "Bro, I think we need to get an alliance. You look like the right kind of person that is part of my team, dude. I need you. I'm going to play this game with honor. I'm going to play this game with integrity. You should be part of my team."
Yeah. No, that didn't work for anyone unless it was Matt Hoffman.
Oh, okay.
It actually didn't even work for Matt Hoffman because he ended up getting
low man on the
burned by the brigade.
Yeah. Bro, we're going to start an alliance. There's six people already. You're in it. What do you say?
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, I'm a little confused about something that happened in the episode tonight. They had a sequence of the episode about Victoria.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Everybody, does anybody understand why the house hates Victoria? No.
Live feed fans.
Yeah. Maybe somebody can explain this to us. Because in the show, basically they said, okay, so there's no have-nots this week. So the bed situation is weird, and nobody wants to sleep with Victoria. But I don't really understand why. Do you guys have a sense of why? What is the problem with Victoria?
They were kind of alluding to her getting ready for bed. I'm guessing that she's hard to sleep with, probably getting up in the middle of the night.
Well, Brittany is about to go postal on her.
Yeah. Does anybody in the audience? Is anybody in the audience understand what the issue is here with Victoria that can explain it concisely? And can you come up and explain it?
No, I know.
Oh no, we can't hear you if you're not on the microphone. All right, come on up. What's your name?
Woo! Give it up for her, Esther.
Audience participation.
All right, real quick.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, what's going on? Explain.
Wait, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Liana. I'm from Simi Valley, and hi, fellow podcaster. I do a podcast as well.
Ooh.
What?
Yes. Yes. Give it up for podcasting. So what is the deal with Victoria? Can you explain this? I don't have Brian Lynch here with me tonight.
Unfortunately, from what I've seen from the live feeds, what I've seen her doing is kind of following the boys around. I don't know. I haven't really seen her starting problems with the girls, per se.
What does she do in the bed that's making everybody mad?
That I have not seen.
Why doesn't anybody want to sleep in the bed with her?
Maybe it's what she's not doing in the bed.
Whoa. Well, she said nobody wants to sleep in the bed with me, and they're arguing. You know, you get Victoria. No, you get Victoria. Does she kick you in the middle of the night?
I mean, when you get assigned.
Hold on. What does she do?
She cuddles.
She's cuddling. This is a bad thing?
Girls don't like it.
She's handsy in the bed, Victoria.
I would like her handsy.
Her hands
Victoria.
Between those two pillows.
Oh my God.
I feel like if I was in the Big Brother house, I like to cuddle.
Yeah, I think when a girl wants to cuddle with a guy, it's okay. When a girl wants to cuddle with another girl, apparently it's crossing the border.
Just on Big Brother 16.
Yeah, any other season of Big Brother, I think it would be okay.
Yeah, I think Big Brother 9, that would have been fine. That would have been fine.
There's four girls, one guy.
So, yeah, I think they did a bad job of explaining what the problem was. And I honestly didn't even really understand what Brittany's issue was with it. I guess that Victoria had said that I'm bugging
you. You know what? I was very confused by the whole Brittany thing because I like Brittany. But it says, okay, you know, she's all mad about Victoria and this and that. And then they cut to her, like, in the same, like, 10 seconds later. And then it's Brittany telling about how everybody doesn't like her. Or everybody's talking about not wanting to sleep with Victoria. So I was kind of confused. Did they want us to think that Brittany's, like, really manipulative? Or is she just two-faced? Or they didn't really explain that either.
Yeah, we spent so much time on the bomb squad and now the detonators, like, and Donnie. But I feel like there's a lot of the people in the house that have been sort of underserved this season.
Yeah, like, what happened to my favorite showmance? Zach and Frankie, hello?
No, we've seen that.
My favorite showmance.
We're seeing a lot of that.
Are they just going to kiss and get it over
with,
or what?
Yes, kiss already.
So tonight, after Frankie won the HOH, so Cody and Frankie were the HOH, Zach comes into the room and says to Frankie, he's basically, he's like, hey, guess what? Yes, I'll bang you, but everybody in our group is
perfect.
Safe. What is with Zach?
Can
what,
we watch that?
What is, whoa. What is Zach's deal? Is Zach just like, hey, I'm trying to get TV time, or is he interested romantically?
Zach thinks he's the master manipulator.
Now, I saw Zach's interview with you the season.
Right? Yes. What the heck? Did anyone else see Zach's interview with me before the season?
Did anybody
Thank
see that?
You, right?
He so insulted my wife.
The whole time, not only did he insult me, he walks in, he's like, oh, you're Rachel. And I'm like, hello. And he's like, Rachel Riley? And I'm like, yes, you knew who I was. And then the whole time, he's like, I hate your laugh. I think that you were mean. I think you're a bully. I'm like, listen, wait till you get in the Big Brother house, sir. But in the end, he was still a bully.
He dodged a bullet.
He's the one.
He dodged a bullet last week.
Yes.
Yeah. Brendan, what were you going to say? What is the deal with Zach and his infatuation with Frankie?
Well, I mean, the one thing I think I've noticed is, as a fan of the show, you're not seeing him go in the DR and tell, like, hey, you know, I'm just leading Frankie on. I'm making him think that one day there will be a little bit more. He's not doing that. So it makes you think that he really likes Frankie. And we know that he likes him as a friend, but it's the dot, dot, dot.
But, like, Matt Hoffman and Reagan were friends, but they weren't, like, spooning.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Zach.
I think Zach has not come to terms with some reality.
It's odd. It's odd because, yes, you're right. Zach doesn't say, like, hey, I'm trying to manipulate. He's all over the place.
I love you, Frankie. I've never dated a girl for, like, 20 years. I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to go back to the detonators here for a minute. Speaking of, we got Zach and Frankie and Derek.
When
and
did
Cody.
The detonators happen?
Like on the live.
Were they to break up the bomb squad? Like detonate the bomb squad?
They said basically, hey, there's five of us here. There's no Devin. There's no Caleb. There's Amber. This is the real bomb squad. This is the five, and we need a new name. First off, detonators. Good name for an alliance.
Is good for an alliance.
Why does everything have to be explosive? I don't get it. Like, why? Can we just get one cool
These
name?
These names are like the Four Horsemen. I mean, what was it? The Exterminators?
It's either going to be apocalyptic, dark, or just reflect death. That's
the Brigade. Even that one. I mean,
that's stuck. was good.
It sucked, but alliance name?
Yeah. My rule
I mean, the Care Bear Alliance, that one was pretty weak.
Why don't we just have, before the Big Brother season begins, we'll just have all the fans get together and come up with the best alliance name, and then just tell everybody before they go in.
Perfect.
Should that be?
So, All-Star season, you guys pick our alliance name.
Maybe that should be a Team America.
Yes, right?
What Team should America? The name be for your the alliance?
Yeah, like, just so you know, your alliance name, the other thing that you came up with, stupid. Yes. America came up with a better one.
That would have been America's choice of what should the new name be for the detonators.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the Detonator Alliance. On paper, I think we've got five people who are very good players, or some of the best players in the house.
Really?
Well, who are the better players that aren't in the Detonators?
Well, the people in the Detonators at least won. Most
Christine?
Of them have won. Well,
Christine's in the Detonators.
Again. Yes. I still wonder, is Christine the low man on the detonator totem pole?
Is she pulling
four
a Britney?
Guys, one girl.
Yeah. She's one she leg. Got, she's one foot in, one foot out on
she
the detonator. Does
she have a Matt Hoffman position right now?
Yes.
She
and Andy? You think Christine's Andy? Who is most closely resembling Andy at this point? It would it be Frankie?
She's see, on the tail.
And Christine, maybe.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, we'll see how long this Detonators is going to last for in going on this summer. Do you think that the five of them will remain together through the jury?
Absolutely not.
Just
no
not
way.
To the final five.
No chance.
So you think one of them goes home before we get to the jury?
Absolutely.
I think at least out of that group, one of them's stabbing somebody in the back, and maybe not directly. It's going to at least be by a vote.
Cody is kind of talking all to everyone, so. He might turn on them.
Well, I always have a feeling that Cody and Derek are probably going to be two people together throughout this entire thing. And they'll flip on anybody in their own alliance if they need to.
Well, let's go back to Cody here because I want to talk about the Cody, Caleb, Amber love triangle. The hashtag BB love triangle.
Yes, BB love triangle.
Okay, so on Thursday's episode, we saw a lot about the BB love triangle, and we saw about the massage and all of that stuff. Now, tonight in the episode, Frankie is in his part of the HOH room with Caleb, and Cody's in his part of the HOH room with Amber.
With the door closed.
And they closed the door.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, and
Wait, I couldn't see. Did they put a sock on the door handle?
Oh!
Amber is probably the one that she closes the door. Cody's like, oh, leave that door open. She's like, oh, let me close it.
Dad's on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is Amber's angle here? Is she closing the door intentionally because she's trying to get Caleb mad at Cody? Or is
the real question is, what is Amber's angle in any decision that she makes, right?
Does she like Cody?
She doesn't make any smart. She makes all the decisions, whatever the guys tell her to do.
Well, this is true. I think.
But what is she doing?
She is... not wanting to be controlled by Caleb. Caleb's telling her who she can look at, where she can go, what she can do.
So she's rebelling again.
Yeah, she's purely rebelling. So that is what's going to be the reason that Caleb and Cody get into the fight at some point.
So Caleb...
we're going to have a bro-off.
Caleb in the episode tonight was saying that he's over Amber. He says, hey, nominate her. So he's saying go ahead and that he doesn't care about her. But then he'll come back the next minute and say that he wants her back.
I'm over her, man, but I love her.
Yeah. Yes. So, what does Amber do in this situation? I can't think of another time that we've had this sort of a fatal attraction in the Big Brother house.
Well, I guess it's trying to figure out what type
really?
Of player.
Really, Gina Marie.
Oh. But Nick was gone. Nick was gone though.
So
Gina Marie was like, Nick,
Maddie, and
yeah,
Natalie.
maybe that's the last.
Maddie.
Yeah, so
that was season 9.
Yes. So we have, you know, last season, obviously, you know, Gina Marie going on and on and on about Nick, but he wasn't there. This is awkward with a guy. Now, did you happen to catch anybody that was watching this? Somebody sent me the screenshot of this. They put up on, you know, they do the lower third of like the upcoming CBS shows. So they have the upcoming CBS show Stalker, and they were on like a tight shot of Caleb, and they like Stalker pops
nothing
up.
Nothing gets by those editors. That's amazing.
That's good. That's good product placement. That's good. That's a good tie-in. So All right, we had the Battle of the Block this week. Did you guys like this competition that they did with the night
I
night
actually
moves?
Do like it.
You know what? Love it.
I'm a big fan of mixing in both physical and mental competitions because it causes them to have to think. And sometimes it really does see who the good players are and who the strictly physical players are. So I actually do like this competition.
I loved it, but what was up with Jocasta? Was she like speaking in tongues over there? Like, I think everyone was confused.
Well, one, Jocasta was confused that she didn't even understand the rules of the contest. And she's like, I'm just gonna pray because that's my alliance. And then she got out. And then after she won the Battle of the Block, then she went into speaking in tongues.
Yeah, well, see, what was that?
We were looking around and everybody was watching it in here trying to figure out if she was actually just crying and was having like hyperventilating, having trouble breathing. But then some people said she was speaking in tongues. And I don't know with Jocasta. I really liked her in the beginning, but she's doing an awful lot of crying. And sometimes it's just like over the top. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love my wife. She did a lot of crying.
Never. Not but, Rachel Riley.
But at least she was winning when she was crying.
What did it sound like when Jocasta was speaking in tongues?
Dude, it was like, I don't even know.
That was the worst imitation I've ever.
Yeah.
Her teeth were chattering.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, if that is a religious thing, then of course I need to respect her on the religious grounds. But in terms of like just a reaction to what just like what happened, like I don't, you know what I mean?
Know.
Like her reaction to just the POV competition. It's like the POV competition, the HOH. She's in bed. She's like crying nonstop. Like I'm starting to think this is not good for her health. I mean,
she's in over her head.
Her brother's not good for anyone's health. Let's be real.
But, yeah. I just feel like at this point in the season, we have a very strong alliance in the Detonators. And then also they have this, you know, some side alliances that Christine has, Nicole and Hayden. And then, of course, Frankie and Derek have Donnie through the Team America thing. So basically, like, all of the power players in the house are sort of, like, you know, bonded together somehow. And then, you know, this should be your dream season where we're just picking off the floaters at this point.
But Devin wasn't a floater. I have to say,
well,
even though
sure.
I know everyone in here, nobody really liked Devin.
Oh, how can you say that? He has a daughter.
I know, it's true. Devin has a daughter. But at
Wait,
least
Devin
he played
has a
the
daughter?
Game.
Yes.
Whoa, bro.
Bro.
But
bro.
I think that, like, it's cool that they got rid of Pow Pow because I thought she was going to be floating through the whole entire season. And I like her. She's great. She's going to be DJing at the finale party that we're throwing. By the way, another shameless plug.
Whoa.
Yes, thank you.
Hey there.
But I think that it's great that they're getting rid of the floaters. But I dislike the fact that they're calling everyone floaters and then they're calling everyone physical threats like
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I think you want to see in Big Brother the power go back and forth. So it doesn't become a straight line to the finish line for anyone. So you want to see a little bit of the power going back and forth. And right now, there's been no real power shift because you haven't had to see Frankie get nervous. You haven't see Caleb get nervous. I mean, come on. A lot of us wanted to see Caleb go home last week. I mean, I did.
Yes, right? Wouldn't that have spiced up the game? Devin could go home this week. I mean, like, Caleb last week, that would have made it so crazy.
Yeah, what you need to have happen is sort of the, like, there needs to be some sort of a resistance to the Detonators. And unfortunately, the people that are on the bottom, it's like, you would need, like, the Jocastas of the world and Victoria and Brittany.
Yeah, and we
those
love
guys.
Donnie, but I don't think he even knows what's going on.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, even what are Hayden and Nicole doing? I mean, they're clearly not in the Detonators. They're clearly not part of the bomb squad.
They're cuddling in the hammock, Brendan. Leave them alone.
I mean, they're trying to avoid the spotlight, which is good. But at some point, they're going to be left with nobody to even turn to because there's going to be this group.
The thing is, I think because Donnie is like a key factor in that, like any sort of resistance I feel like in the house to the Detonators would need to include Donnie. But because he's linked to Derek and Frankie because of Team America, then he sort of still has that bond. So he's not doing anything that those guys don't want him to do. So the problem is that there's all these people who are sort of the recruits in, you know, Victoria and Brittany, and they don't know what to do to sort of like mount a resistance to this. So I feel like we're gonna have a couple of weeks here where we're gonna get rid of Brittany and Victoria. We need a double eviction. Like we need like a triple eviction right now.
Yes, Big Brother, give us a triple eviction.
All right, let me take some of our questions that we've had coming in on Twitter and from you guys. From CM Penberthy, we're 4 weeks into Battle of the Block Twist. What's the over-under on it lasting through the week? Okay, how many more weeks of Battle of the Block are we going to get?
I think till jury.
No, I'm guessing it's done this week. No, I really think
I think they're going to do it till jury.
Really? No, there's no way. Because I think it's just starting to feel a little old, probably for viewers. It's like everybody kind of liked it. We liked it. You want to, again, I feel like it's kind of like trimming the fat. You want to get the players that really aren't really there to play, didn't really know what they were showing up for, and now you kind of get rid of some of those people. Okay, that was your goal. We did it. Now let's play the game.
Okay, so do you guys think that we'll have a double eviction in the next 2 weeks?
No.
No?
It's not Big Brother style.
I give it at least no more than maybe 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I could see a double eviction.
2 weeks? Okay, this is from at Sherwin_Yuven98. If the guys keep nominating the girls, wouldn't they think that they're in an alliance? How come?
WTF, girls, step it up. That's all I have to say.
Four girls in the.
I want to go in that house and be like, girls, grab a life vest. Not even floaters. Like, just seriously. Jeez, you think they have two on their chest, right?
Whoa.
I can't take her anywhere.
Thank you.
There's no children here, right?
All right, this is from Jeff Jones 1313. If you guys were in the Big Brother house, who would you guys align with and how many people would be in that alliance? Who's the Brendan and Rachel are in the house?
I would start with 12. My first
and then lead. I would evict Brendan.
Probably true. Yeah. I mean, at this point, again, it is tough. I want to go for Rachel and I are obviously people that look for loyalty. And all you have in Big Brother House is once you start playing, you can only base your decisions week by week off of what you've already seen. So if somebody's already lied to you, you've already seen them lie to somebody, you can very much assume they're going to be lying to you at some point. So right now, I would be basing off of who I've seen lie the most and who's been the most loyal. Now again...
So you'd align with Zach.
You know what, sadly? I bet you Caleb would be one of the easiest people to play in that game right now and get him to do what you wanted to do and just convince him that everybody's against him and Cody's about to have sex with Amber.
That's true. We could totally convince him. That would like really stir up the house. That should be a Team America.
Well, I get
it should
Caleb's.
Be like convince Team America, convince Caleb that Cody is about to have sex with Amber.
Oh, no. You know what? This is a family show. Team America, we get Cody just to sleep in the bed with Amber one night.
Oh, while Caleb's in the house.
While Caleb's in the house.
Oh, boy.
Big Brother, I hope you're listening.
But now, they would earn that $5,000 if they got there.
But Caleb's going to kill Cody.
Well, and we all want to watch it happen. Hello.
For $15,000.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. This is from our buddy Jeremiah Panhorst on Twitter. Wants to know, does Brendan enjoy romantic movies as much as BB Cody does? Okay.
Now,
we found out some information about Cody tonight. That Cody has a huge man crush on Zac Efron, of all people. How many people out here have a man crush on Zac Efron?
Yes.
No, that's you're not a man. You're not a man. That's Nicole.
I
by
mean,
the way.
You know, yes, Zac Efron, great. He is no Brad Pitt. I mean, let's be real.
Is that your man crush?
I mean, what? He was in Fight Club. I give him that. I'm not going so far.
Zac Efron was in High School Musical, Brendan. He's the hottest ever.
Okay.
He danced and sang his way
into
my heart.
It's good enough for Frankie Grande, but not good enough for me. I mean, I get it. I understand it. We all have our man crushes, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to.
And have you seen the latest gossip with him about who he's dating? His co-star in the movie. They're in like France. They were in a shower stall kissing, and he was so aggressive.
Is this Star Magazine?
It was hot.
Who
doesn't love Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Maybe I'm too into the gossip.
So Brad Pitt, that's your man crush?
I think I go with Brad Pitt. Yes.
Okay.
He's in Fight Club. That's enough for me.
I might go with BB Cody. I think that could be. That's a very handsome man.
Yeah, he's probably on a lot of man's wallpaper, I have to say.
But I mean, let's really think about this. In Big Brother 16, there's been an awful lot of guys who had crushes on other guys, and they talk about it a lot.
Does Cody have a man crush on Frank?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. He might.
He might.
It might be existing there. We're seeing a lot of man crushes this season. We really are.
We need to see more girl crushes.
We've not seen Zach.
Right? Thank you.
Is that what Victoria's doing?
Girl crushing on who?
On the people that sleep in the bed with her.
No.
Is that what's happening?
The people that don't want to sleep in the bed with her.
Yeah, I think Victoria's just girl crushing on herself.
Okay. Yeah. Reality Outlaw wants to know, as a strong female competitor, is Rachel annoyed that the show has cast so few women who are playing the game?
Yes, I am so annoyed. And then on top of it, they say Amber is a physical threat. Amber, of all people, Amber, who in my interview that I did with her said, I don't know, I wasn't really a fan of Big Brother, and I was just sitting there one day, and there was like a casting, and I decided to show up, and I got cast. It was really weird. I'm like, are you kidding me? How many people want to be on Big Brother, right? How many strong females would go in there and play your hearts out? Right? Thank you.
But you know, as a husband of a very strong female, I could say that it is kind of disappointing to watch the girls come in there and not try to at least work together.
None of them.
Or at least just watch somebody like, you know, Caleb or Cody or even Frankie work over Amber. Because she has not even once listened to the girls. And the girls have tried to come to her and talk with her. But at the end of the day, she just ends up going with the guy's decision. So it's just kind of disappointing.
Joey tried to start a girls' alliance.
Yeah, we know how that worked out.
I don't think that there's a reason why women can't work together in the Big Brother house.
Wait till Big Brother All-Stars. I will work with the women. Right? Is that what you guys want to see?
I think that Joey should not start a 7-person alliance. It doesn't matter if they're men or women.
That's a true story.
Yeah. Can we talk about Brittany a little bit? Because I feel like she's been another unusual person in the house. You know, we saw...
Ew, and when she said she wasn't into it anymore, I was really sad. Because she's supposed to be fierce. She goes in there, she's like, I'm a mom of three, yet I look like a Victoria's Secret supermodel. What? And then she comes out and she's like, I'm not into it. I'm like, Brittany, you're supposed to be fierce.
But no, another recruit. And I don't think that you can teach somebody a love of the game in a couple of weeks. So it's sort of like you take Brittany and it's like, hey, you want to win $500,000? Sure. And now things aren't going her way and the chips are down. And she's sort of, well, I gave up so much to be here. And it's sort of like, well, yeah, you took a spot from somebody.
It's like trying to convince people that you're the one who really deserves the $500,000. You're like, come on, look, everybody deserves it here. I mean,
they should do a Pandora's box twist this week, and I'll go in the place of Brittany. Nobody would ever know. I'll just do a like hair thing. I'll put my hair in a bun on the top of my head. I'll go in. I'll play another competition.
We get it. You want to go back? We get it.
Yeah. So Brittany was with, first she was with Frankie, and she was like, yeah, I just feel like Cody doesn't like me because I don't like chase him around like the other girls in the house.
Well, Rachel and I talked about that. I actually do believe that might be a little bit of it. I think Cody likes getting the attention from the girls. So I think there's a couple of alpha personalities in here who are used to, again, a lot of times you got to remember from wherever these people come from, their respective areas. Some of them are very attractive. They are dating. They get all the girls. So they come in here, and then they're like, oh, there's another attractive guy in here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
the big fish in the small pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's... Brittany's not giving them attention that he wants. And so that's part of what's... Same with Caleb, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, his admiration turns into anger.
And so Brittany told Frankie that she's like, you know, I just can't deal with the fakeness and the lies. Like,
it's Big Brother.
Yes.
What did she sign up for?
That's what this is. It's 3 months of fakeness and lies. What do you mean you can't deal with the fakeness and the lies? You want to go home?
I just didn't know people were going to lie to me.
Then go on The Bachelor, honey.
And then she got so mad that she got nominated for Battle of the Block with Victoria. She's like, the fact that they could compare me to Victoria. We're like, and I forget if she said it or Jocasta said it, like that Brittany and Victoria are like broccoli and apples. Well, I feel like that's kind of similar. Yeah. Like, right? Aren't they both like...
Well, first of all, like, you pick two things that are completely different and usually compared together. I mean... Broccoli and apples?
I mean, it's not like broccoli and a hamburger.
Yeah,
or broccoli and cauliflower.
They're both sort of like a fruit and a vegetable. It's not like, you know,
that. It might be on the same plate.
It's not like an apple and a Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah. Those are two
Nobody
totally
Nobody knows
different.
What you guys are talking about.
Yeah. So, I have not been a big a big Britney fan. I feel like she's sort of starting to play the Devin card of sort of like, you know, I have honor, I have integrity.
Well, it's the feel bad for me. When you're doing the feel bad for me because I'm using it as a tactic.
I need the money.
And I'm going into the diary room and telling you what I'm going to be doing and saying. It's appreciated a lot more as opposed to the person who just starts breaking down and saying, oh, I can't do it anymore. Wait, you feel bad for me? You know? I mean,
maybe Britney will throw a funeral for herself this season.
That'd be good. So, do any of you guys here have questions that you want to ask in the show? I want to make sure we get those as well. Come on up.
And Rachel will be coming up shortly with one great quiz question.
Yes.
Whoever gets it, she will be recording a voicemail for you.
Yes. Isn't that exciting? I will record your voicemail or your ringtone. Dun, dun.
Okay.
Like on NPR, you know how they win the Ask Me Another, they win the question or whatever voicemail.
You listen to a lot of NPR?
Of course I listen to NPR.
I would not have guessed that.
NPR?
Come on up here. Yeah, come on the stage.
Work it. What's your name, sir?
Hold on.
Checkered shirt, Jeff.
Right, come on over here. Here's Jeff. Nice shirt.
Yeah, thank you. I think we matched, sort of.
And thanks for coming down, Jeff. Where'd you come from?
Los Angeles.
All right. Far drive.
All right, Jeff. What do you want to know from Brentchel?
What predictions as far as who you got to win this season?
Well, I sadly had all my money on Brittany, literally.
Yeah.
I thought she was a sleeper that could potentially go far and wake up in the end.
I think Derek is playing a good game.
Yeah, as of right now, I think the person I predict to go at least three quarters guaranteed is probably Christine.
Christine.
I know you picked Christine a lot of places too. I saw preseason.
That was my pick. Yes. I really picked Christine because preseason she's a huge fan. She told us she was going to be competitive. We haven't seen that yet. But she's a huge fan, and she said that she was going to play the mental game.
But her name never
comes up. Never. Well,
she's always in the bottom of one alliance, but she's also not on the radar of the other alliance. So
I like Derek too, but I don't know if Derek can run the table.
Derek talks a little bit too much. I think he's going to get caught up at some point.
I think at some point then people are going to come for him.
I love Donnie, and I want him to go far, but I'm worried
I love Donnie too.
I love you too, Rachel.
Thank you.
What did you guys think of Donnie's family?
I love them. And how hot is Donnie's girlfriend?
She's very attractive.
Yes.
Very attractive.
I feel like we weren't really expecting that. Not that I, for Donnie, just in general.
Good for Donnie. Yeah.
Second question, too. I assume you two have been Big Brother fans forever.
Forever.
You think the game show will ever see another Dan-like player? Anytime soon.
Will we ever see another Dan-like player?
We see people that try to emulate Dan's game all the time. However, they cannot really live up to it. So I think that there's same with Dr. Will. People try to emulate Dr. Will's game and my game and Janelle's game. And you see a lot of players, and it's a really hard thing to do. I think that the smart thing is make up your own game. Don't really have to go after all these people. See what they do that you like. See what they don't do. And then make your own game from that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll see another manipulative player come in the game and probably play it very well and be smooth. Not be trying to play so much like Dr. Will or Dan, but again, like Rachel said, just making their own moves, but actually manipulating well. And that's the hard part. People try to do it, but they usually don't think.
I think the real question is, will there ever be another Adam Pock player?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. All right, Jeff, thank you. All right, do we have it? Does anybody else want to come up and ask a question? All right, come on up, because we can hear you. All right, come on down.
Come on down. Welcome to the stage, sir. What's your name?
Jamie.
All right,
Jamie, everybody, welcome Jamie.
Jamie.
Woo. Hi, I'm Jamie. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore.
Yes.
The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire. That's what everyone says everywhere I go. It's either John Waters movies or The Wire.
Omar's coming. All right.
First question. Would you rather see recruits or people who've never seen the game before play it? And how do you feel about people who are recruits actually being shown past episodes before they go in the house?
Wait, so let me understand the question. So that recruits that have seen tapes or recruits that have never seen an episode?
Yeah.
So I prefer when fans play the game, obviously.
That
everyone
wasn't
out
the
there.
Question.
But let's be real, people. Let's be real. So I think as a recruit, I know that they like drill these seasons into their heads and they always pick season. I feel like that's very strategic, the seasons they show them. So I kind of almost feel like they shouldn't show them any seasons. Like if they go in the house and just play the game and they don't know anything about it, they're either going to be amazing and they're just going to like go off the seat of their pants, or they're going to be horrible, crash and burn, and become a Victoria.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. I think you kind of, you need like a mix, because for me, as a recruit, myself, I was more, rather than somebody who came in thinking I'm going to play a Big Brother a specific
Boo
way,
recruits.
I'm just a gamer. And I like playing games. I don't care what kind of game it is, but I like strategy. I like thinking things through. I like doing a variety of things. So for me, it was a whole different different ball game. I think you need some fans, but you need some people who are fresh and haven't seen it. I think this season, that's why everybody was so excited, because we did see all fresh faces. And I think you need that every once in a while, because it gets a little stale bringing back vets. Sometimes it's fun, but sometimes you can overdo it, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, does somebody else want to have another question? All right.
Thank you.
All right. We got to.
Thank you.
One more question, then we're gonna play a game. Okay. Come on up, real quick. By the way, while we're waiting for this, Brendan, I had a question I wanted to ask you that came up the other night. So allegedly, Caleb wanted an estrogen blocker. Come over here to the side. As a chemist, an estrogen blocker.
I'm a chemist. He's a physicist.
Oh, okay. I thought you might know about this.
I do more chemistry than she does.
Okay. He wants an estrogen blocker. Oh, why would he want this in the house?
Well, anytime you mess with estrogen or testosterone, it's also going to mess up the other one. So if he's blocking his estrogen, it probably more likely
he felt like the slop was giving him a man boob.
Increase it would increase his testosterone.
Yes.
So he's trying to artificially increase his testosterone. That's just dumb.
It's just dumb.
I mean, no. Caleb's just. Again.
Caleb, get with it. That's
I think
just
he's probably been taking a lot of
that's
supplements,
dumb.
A lot of protein.
Okay. Yes. You don't need to do it that many times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Okay. All right. Come here. Come over here. Who's this?
This is Enan Hennigan, also known as Parasocial Dude.
Woo!
Recognize you.
Dude.
Yeah.
Luther action. I got some like scraps happening here. Scraps. Yes. So my question involves your guys' intimate knowledge of the game. I just recently listened to your awesome podcast with Mr. Mike Malin, also known as Boogie.
Hey, yes, Boogie. Good podcast with Mike Boogie the other day.
And he talked about the evolution of the game. So I'm curious about where you guys see the game going in the future, considering that Rob and Boogie kind of talked about how there's been three stages of Big Brother thus far, and Boogie has played in all three of them. So I know you're very anxious to play.
Could I hear the three stages?
Yeah.
It was the beginning, middle, and the modern times.
I didn't know if there was some
it wasn't like a Jurassic era. Rocky. Yeah. Yeah.
Return of the Sith.
Considering the twists that have occurred, and you know, where can it go? If you guys were in the ears of Meehan or Gradner, what would you suggest would bring the next level of?
Well, I think Big Brother is going in the competitive direction. I think we're seeing that with how they're structuring the game, and I also think that I don't mean to brag, but after I played the game, I really do think though when I came up with in season 12 and I was like, Floaters grab a life vest. I didn't know at the time how epic it would be, but I think it does, like, even Devin, he said his main reason for playing so hard so fast was because he didn't want to be known as a floater. And so a lot of people nowadays are like, I don't want to be a floater. I don't want to be a floater. Whatever happens.
Not Victoria.
Well, Victoria doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know what she wants. I think that's where the game is heading. I think they want to see more competitive people. I think we watch Big Brother Canada. We're huge fans. And I think that in Big Brother Canada, you see all these other competitions, all these other games being played. And I think that the fans like it. And so I think that that's the direction that I want to see it go in person.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would like kind of something where there was almost like a back to basics theme, where they kind of stripped away a lot of this other stuff and get back to more like a strictly gameplay.
Like season 10.
I mean, who? Why not take it all the way back to like season one and make it really hard?
Chicken
George.
Whoa! You want America to vote?
Well, not America vote. Take it out that.
Yes, I'm
talking about the more like make it a little bit tougher. Because I mean, I gotta lie, Big Brother House.
You want to get rid of the veto?
Unless you're a have-not.
Yes.
Unless you're a have-not, really is not all that bad to survive there. It's not a survivor. It's
don't you have the most vetoes out of anybody?
Any male.
Any male. Okay. Any male. And you want to do away with the veto so nobody can break your record?
No, I want to keep the veto.
Oh.
I want to keep the veto. I'm more thinking that I want to make it a little bit tougher just for everybody in the house. Like the food, the sleeping arrangements. Make it tough. Make it so that when they come in, they're not expecting it whatsoever. Because Big Brother, to some extent, is still a little bit predictable.
Okay.
Because it's too cushy.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. So you want Survivor.
Big Brother's a little too bougie.
I want them to Survivor up Big Brother.
Survivor it up.
Survivor it
so
up.
So you want Hayden Moss back.
I want Hayden Moss back. Bring him back.
All right, real quick, because we got to get to the game. We're running out of time.
Rachel loves the competition, but I'm curious, kind of like from y'all, I know it's a little different from international versions where they kind of focus more on the character development.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel that the competitions are more valuable than learning more about the people that are playing the game?
I think that's why we watch Big Brother. Otherwise, we'd be watching The Real World.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Sean, I want to get.
We want to see competition.
So, all right, we want to see competition. So, okay. So, we're gonna play a competition with you guys. Okay.
Woo!
All right. So, this is sort of like a battle of the block
enough.
Competition because you guys are gonna be working B-O-B. Together.
Okay. We're working together.
So, we have a competition.
I picked Brendan.
That
I'm
we
are, Ian, sorry.
Okay. So, we have a competition. You guys are here on the block. And we are going to be calling this competition on Rob as a podcast. This competition is called Heads of Household. Okay? And so one of you will be the giver and one of you will be the receiver.
Hey. We're going with that man crush theme again, huh?
Who is the better giver and who is the better receiver?
I receive. I'm good.
Okay, well, I guess that makes me...
Okay, all right, so we're going to move you around.
Let's make him work for it.
All right, so Rachel, you're going to move over here. Okay, and what we're going to do here, and no cheating, please.
I always cheat.
Okay, is that we are going to be putting up heads of Big Brother players from the post-All-Stars era, okay?
What?
And Brendan, you will be describing... You don't want to hear that sound. That means you got it wrong, okay? So, Rachel, you are going to not look at the screen, okay? And, Brendan, you are going to describe the people that come up on the screen without saying the season that they were on or anything like, oh, their name rhymes with, bop, 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 okay?
Let's do it.
So I need a timekeeper in the audience. Does anybody want to volunteer as timekeeper? I want to put 2 minutes on the clock.
2 minutes, all right.
Okay? Don't ring the bell yet. You didn't do anything yet.
She's got a problem, folks.
Okay. All right. Is there somebody, timekeeper? All right, Clayton. All right, you're good? All right. Can we get... So just to give you a practice one. Okay, don't turn around. All right, Sean, can we get the first one up on the screen as a practice one?
Jace.
Okay. All right, Brendan.
Holly.
Likes to use mist.
Dan.
Okay. And if you hear that sound, you got it. All right, so Clayton, you have 2 minutes on the clock? Oh, no, don't start yet. Hold on. Brendan and Rachel, can I get a prediction from you guys? How many can you get in two minutes?
I go 7 to 8.
7 to 8. Rachel? Okay. All right,
I don't know if my partner can describe people good.
We'll see.
He might not know them.
Now, you can't see the screen, right?
I can't.
Okay.
Do you want blindfold me to make sure?
No, that's fine. We don't have time for that. Okay. All right, so your 2 minutes starts, and Sean, you're ready for the next one? Okay, good. 2 minutes starts now.
I don't really need these glasses, don't you know?
Nicole.
That's
hey,
right.
I'm on YouTube a lot.
Nikki Juhas.
That's right, Nick Juhas.
If you come near me, I'm going to headbutt you.
Willie Hans.
Hey, you are Judas.
Jerry.
I am going to see Bohemian Rhapsody with Brendan at Give Kids the World.
And
I was also America's favorite player.
Jeff Schroeder.
What? No, America's player.
Oh, Eric Stein.
Dick's favorite person in the whole world.
Jen.
Oh, no, that's...
Danielle. Nick.
I'm struggling. Season. Am I allowed to say season?
What? No,
pass.
Say can't
pass, pass.
Season.
Matt. All right.
Pass.
Paint your picture.
Oh, Natalie.
Yes.
Gotta
see that picture.
I'm real nice and
Donnie.
I'm in the CIA. Hey, let's surf's up, bro.
David.
I'm mean. And
Amanda Zuckerman.
Oh, I'll be insulting, but I'll still win, Big Brother.
Andy.
I hate my daughter.
Evil dick.
I hate my daughter. Oh, no.
I'm a neurosurgeon, but I'm also
Michelle like... DeCos, whatever her last name is.
Okay. Well, we know what
Dr. Michelle Noonan.
I like to wrestle bowls in Texas.
Jesse.
And no, I
Lane.
Play. Yes. I like Amber.
Kayla.
I can cook anything.
Chef Joe.
I know he doesn't talk like that, but.
Oh, time!
Jesse.
Yeah. Congrats. You got 13. 13 in 2 minutes. Nice. Yes. 13. That's good. We're good with the game.
Who did
Apparently,
he pass on?
13 yes. is Rachel's lucky number.
Oh my God! You guys.
Who did he pass on?
No, nobody. That you got. You got it. You got it. For the one that you guys passed on. No, that was very good.
Woo!
That's very good. Fantastic job. So you guys are off the block.
Those were easy.
Well, I'm saying you
I
guys.
I thought you said pre
All Stars. What were you guys' favorites?
No.
I was thinking Jace, Holly.
No, post All Stars era. Yeah. So yeah, you guys are off the block. So Jocasta and Victoria are going to be up for.
Please don't do anything mean to Jocasta. I don't want to. I want to see what happens.
Are up sure. for nomination. I think we have.
Lightning will strike the Big Brother house.
Yeah. We have like a minute or two left. Any final thoughts on this season? Before we start to wrap this up.
I really want some stuff to be shaken up. I want to see something happen. I don't want to see the Detonators run this because I need to see something flip, and I want to see all those people scramble. I want to see Cody freak out. I want to see Kale yeah. freak out. I want to see Frankie freak out.
Yes. You know what I want to see? Big Brother nominated for an Emmy.
Whoa.
Thank you.
And we also want to see Zach and Frankie make out.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wait. So how long till Zach and Frankie kiss?
Well, they already kissed.
What?
They kissed cheeks
lips?
Or lips or something. Just
lips.
Like peck.
No, I don't think of lips.
Do you think that Frankie likes Zach?
I think it's both ways.
It's both
so.
Ways.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's both ways. Well, they have, you think they will be a showmance by the end of the season?
If
Hopefully
Zach
they
sticks around long enough, yes.
Wow. Have you turned around on Zach? Do you like him now?
I like Zach now. I do. And you know, I hate myself for liking him every day. I have to go to Zach's Anonymous.
Zach's Anonymous.
But I do like him.
I mean, I think that what we'd like to see is at least make it not so easy for this group of Detonators. And we'd like to see some sort of resistance mount up against them. And whether it's the Nicole, Hayden, Christine, triad, and then they were able to pick up a couple of floaters with Donnie along the way.
Well, with Devin missing, we don't have that unpredictability left anymore. Yeah. I want to see maybe Jocasta win, HOH.
Yeah, but on Big Brother Canada, you know, we were in the same
Whatever
sort of
Jesus
situation. And then, you know, there was a first five, and then that sort of crumbled, and then there was a sloppy seconds, which came in. So I think we're going to see it at some point.
Yeah, I think you're going to see, I have a feeling we're going to see the Detonators split off, and a couple of them are probably going to grab on to, like, Hayden Nicole. It's probably going to be Christine. She's going to convince somebody, like Frankie. Frankie and Christine split off and then grab Hayden and Nicole, and then they start picking up the leftovers.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Wait, we have our trivia question.
Oh, yes, trivia
for
question.
For the Rachel Riley ringtone.
She can record a voice message for
or
you.
Or voice message.
Or she can record your voice message.
Brennan, do it in the NPR calls. Voice.
For Rachel Riley's voice. Whoever can answer this quiz question correctly will win the Rachel Riley voicemail on their message system.
Okay. Are you guys ready for your quiz question?
Yes.
Okay. Make it good.
All right. Sorry, my internet has to load.
Okay. Oh, you didn't memorize the quiz question?
Are you kidding me? One question?
Brother.
That's all you had to ask?
I can think of a few okay. better.
Wait, well, you're Googling the question?
I'm Googling a question.
Just make up a question.
All right,
come on.
All right, it's a good one.
You don't
okay,
know.
No,
okay.
no, I have one question.
Yes.
Who in Big Brother history has been on slop the longest, and how many days was it?
Easy question.
Is it Ian Terry?
Do you know? Are you asking? Or
there's enough people in here. Somebody should know the correct answer.
Chicken George.
How long was it? I think it was like 51 or 61 days.
Okay, so you get Rachel Riley to record your voicemail for you.
Who was in a showmance in BB7 All-Stars?
A couple people.
Wait, Janelle and Howie, Will and Erica.
Is it multiple choice question?
Okay. Danny And Howie, Will, and Boogie.
All right, Rachel's no longer in charge of the quiz questions.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's a good question.
Okay, I know, but you come up with them ahead of time.
What was added in season 3 to the Big Brother game?
Again, not a hard one. I mean...
All right, we'll figure
this... Why was it added?
Because they needed it.
Hey, yeah. What size shoe does Rob have?
I got to look at these now. I think this is an 11. I think it's
11. 11. Who gets 11? We have our winner!
Yeah, all right, you get a voicemail from Rachel.
You get a voicemail. You get a voicemail.
All right, thank you guys. First, thanks Brendan and Rachel for coming out.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Hollywood Improv, for having us.
And let's thank you to Rob for doing this, because obviously without Rob... And has a podcast.
Yes.
We would be nothing. So thank you, Rob, for doing this.
Thank you, guys.
Let's give Rob a round of applause.
Woo! Rob has an improv night.
Yeah.
And for Nicole letting him come out.
Yes, thank you, Nicole. Thank you guys all for coming out. We really, really appreciate it. We had so much fun tonight watching the show and talking about it with you guys. And thanks for all the support. And, have a great night.
Thank you for being part, inaugural.
One last thing. I always like to give out a hashtag to my guests. And I say, after you listen to the show, let us know on Twitter if you liked it. Yeah. Come up with a hashtag. What was a hashtag from this show?
Hashtag
Zach kisses Frankie.
Zach kisses Frankie.
Hashtag who is Victoria?
All right, we'll go.
No, you come up with all sorts of them. I mean,
you gotta have one. You have one.
How about hashtag bad quiz questions?
Bad quiz. I like it. All right. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye. If you guys want pictures, Brendan and I will be
up
here.
Yeah, we'll take some pictures.
Thanks, everybody. Good job.
Thanks so much for checking out our podcast with Brendan and Rachel. We are back covering Big Brother on Wednesday night and Thursday night after the episode. Make sure you don't miss an episode of Rob Has a Podcast. Subscribe to our Big Brother podcast at robhasawebsite.com/bbpodcast, or for all of our shows on Rob Has a Podcast, go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes.